You have used blood crystal to augment your blood magic. The plus 25% boost to your blood magic spell power is increased a further plus 25% as this crystal was grown from your own blood. Know this. A blood coven has noticed that higher blood magic has been accessed. They seek the one who infringes upon their domain. Know this. Your necklace of scry defense protects you from their tracking magic. Power surged through him. His blood magic flared in his soul, demanding to be used. It was only his mental defenses and his self-awareness skill that allowed him to retain his sense of self, that allowed him to remain free from the unfettered emotion of the deeper magic. Not much time remained for him to stay in the Shadow Realm. Sighing and praying that he wasn't about to become a red smear on the ground, he stepped into a nearby shadow cast by a pillar. The pouch he had taken from his bag of holding had contained two measures of blood crystal, meaning one still remained. Even in this time of great need, he wasn't sure what the item would do to him. Now that he saw the ocean of blood that had almost overcome his mind using just one dose, he couldn't bring himself to use the second. The 50% boost to his magic would just have to do the trick. He couldn't even spare the time to wonder what the so-called blood coven was. That was a worry for another day, if he had another day. The last measure of blood crystal remained in his pouch. The counter dropped to zero, and Richter re-entered normal space. The world snapped back into focus, full of the scent of blood and the screaming roar of monsters. The chaotic reptile completed its lunge attack, sinking its fangs deep into the mauler's descending hand. The monster's arm locked into place, frozen into tetanus by the now lightning-based poison of the adder's bite. It swung its other long clawed hand at the snake's dangling body, prepared to slice it into pieces, but Alma had spent Richter's 5 seconds in the Shadow Realm well. She triggered her most focused psi blast from only 5 feet behind the monster's head. Even the labyrinth boss had limited resistance to the deeper magic of thought, and its body froze for 3 seconds, its attacking arm falling limp. For once, Yoshi's emotions were written plainly on his face. His eyes were open with shock as he spirited Hisako's unconscious body the final 50 yards to the portal leading to the entrance chamber. The only souls left in the dungeon to fight the labyrinth in horror were Richter, Alma, and his former pet adder, as perhaps was always the way things were meant to be. As soon as Richter exited the Shadow Realm, he began casting. Even as his mental avatar watched the seething blood lap against the walls of his mental defenses, words of power fell from his lips. The spell came easier than ever before. The incantation seemed to almost want to escape from his mouth. A red glow surrounded his hands, and 5 seconds later, he cast Tame. By that time, the mauler had shaken off the effects of Alma's psychic attack, and the cooldown wouldn't elapse for more than a minute and a half. Another thought attack was impossible in that moment, and a moment was all the high steel adder had. Even as Alma tried a standard magic attack that was certain not to work, the mauler lifted its arms so that the snake's body dangled above the ground. The chaotic reptile had started winding its body around the mauler's arm, but had made little progress in the scant seconds the creature had been stunned. With an ear-splitting scream of rage, the boss swung its other taloned hand down. Each of the 3 claws sliced completely through the adder's body, causing 3 segments of the snake's body to fall to the ground and killing the harbinger instantly. The high steel scales clanged off each other as they fell in a clatter. The snake's mouth and the remaining 4 feet of its body remained embedded in the mauler's hand. Almost in disdain, the monster plucked off the head and tossed it to the ground. That was when it noticed the red glow. Richter had not wasted a moment since leaving the Shadow Realm. When the mauler lifted its arm to strike the harbinger, he had already laid a hand on its back leg and prepared to use his blood magic. He could see his old pet attacking the monster that had almost killed so many of his loved ones. It struck him that, if not for its courage, he could have already lost everything. And that in turn reminded him of how many men and women, mothers and fathers, children and loved ones relied on him to do the very same, to stand up against even impossible odds and keep them safe. In that instant, he realized that everything came down to this one moment, that if he failed, he might lose much more than just mastery of this place, that the Mauler might even break out of the dungeon and kill every single soul in his village, every man, woman, and child that slept easy in the belief that Richter would fight and die for them might die themselves on this monster's claws and fangs. All of it. Everything he had made, everything he had sacrificed for, everything that meant anything in this world, it all rested on this one momentous second. It was overwhelming, but then a face came to his mind. The face of a young girl that had died, a child that had been murdered because he had been too weak to save her, a child named Petal. He would do anything to have her live again, but he couldn't bring her back. All he could do was protect the people that she had left behind. With that realization, he knew what he had to do. Looking at Alma, who was bravely firing a lightning bolt at the Mauler, even though she was smart enough to know that her Tier 1 spell would accomplish next to nothing, he sent her his love. Not in a psychic message. He could not risk her interfering. He just willed her all of the love in his heart. Then, as the severed pieces of the Harbinger dropped to the ground, he poured the second measure of blood crystal into his hand and said goodbye to his sanity. Be warned, using magic beyond your skill level can have serious consequences. Do you truly wish to use a second dose of blood crystal to augment your blood magic? The consequences will be increased twofold, yes or no. He couldn't wait. He couldn't be logical. He couldn't let the fear that he had pushed down rise up again. He chose yes. The crimson whirlwind formed again, and he had time for one last thought. This time, he did share it. Alma, I love you. She looked down from where she flew, having exhausted all of her ranged attacks. She felt just sick that she couldn't do more to help her love. The dragonling had even considered getting close enough to claw at the Mauler when she heard the sorrowful tone in Richter's thoughts. Her heart dropped, though she did not know why.
Master?
She was just in time to see the blood crystal fly into his nose, mouth, and eyes. Richter's body shook for one second, shocked by the pure power flowing into his mortal frame. In that moment, she checked on his mindscape and saw the beautiful setting she had sculpted was drowned in hot red blood. Only the top of Richter's mental defenses remained above the flow, and that by only a few feet. Her hyper-intelligent mind immediately connected the dots. Why he had refused to bond, that the swirling cloud of red dust must have been blood crystal, and that he had already used one dose. A whoosh sound caught her attention, and she saw a second tidal wave of blood approaching Richter's mindscape, one that would drown him for sure. Even as her physical body started flying down towards him, her mind reached out, prepared to dive into his mindscape. She knew she could never reach him before the raw id of the blood wave took control of his consciousness, but she had to try. She would even have joined him in that madness, except for the look on his avatar's face. He was looking right up at her with an expression of love and acceptance, one hand raised, telling her not to come for him. That was the last sight she had of him before the wave of hot, salty blood, twice as large as the last, struck his avatar with crushing force. His mind, everything that defined him, was drowned in raw emotion. The time-stretching effect of his mindscape made it seem to Alma that her master was consumed by the blood wave almost in slow motion, but it actually took less than a second for Richter to lose control. When the Mauler noticed the red glow behind it and bent down to look between its legs, Richter had already laid his hand upon it. By the time the semi-sapient creature registered that this was the man who had hurt it, A savage grin found its way onto Richter's face. As it started to reach down with a roar of anger, talons poised to pierce the Chaos Seed's body, Richter had already dismissed the prompts telling him the effects of the second dose of blood crystal. You have used a second dose of blood crystal grown from your own blood to augment your blood magic. The previous plus 50% boost to your blood magic spell power has been increased to plus 100%. Know this, a blood coven now knows of your existence and may recognize you by your magical signature. Know this, your necklace of scry defense protects you from their tracking magic. The Mauler's hand reached down to savage the man that had caused it so much pain, and Richter looked back with no concern at all. He just stood there with that easy smile on his face. The monster was his. There was no other choice. There was no other way. There was no future in which Richter's will was not made manifest. He triggered his blood magic, and the energy in his hand flowed into the monster. Time seemed to not just slow, but actually stop. The mind of the Mauler struggled to stay free, but against the unbridled passion of the Chaos Seed and his diamond-strong belief in his own power, it could not endure. The silent resonance that he had already been expecting wrung both of their souls and tuned them to ring as one. The major notes of Richter's soul commanded the minor chord of the Mauler. Until their frequencies once again fell out of sync, the monster would follow his commands. The Mauler's arms quivered, only a few feet away from him, but literally unable to harm its new master. Richter had won. The monster was his. Let the land itself shake in fear at the rumble of his passing. He was Richter. He was Lord. He was God! Richter made eye contact and established a mental connection with his new pet. He could feel its anger and hatred walled off behind a lattice of blood magic that would last for the next 48 hours. The Tovut Mauler was his. It was silent in the dungeon. The iron tang of blood and the corrupt scent of filth were thick and heavy on the air. Richter surveyed the devastation on the battlefield with supreme satisfaction. Once again, he was still standing and his enemies had been laid low. He cast a smug glance at the Mauler behind him. The only one remaining was now his slave. This was good. A mental order was all it took to have the Mauler kneel and push its face into the ground. The Chaos Seed walked up to the giant paying obeisance and unceremoniously pulled black ice from its skull. A spray of purple blood fled the wound. Each drop fell upon the churned ground of the dungeon and was greedily drunk by the soil. The monster screamed anew, and another 8 points of its health fell away. Richter thought about healing it, but then he felt its true consciousness try and break free again. Harming his pet had weakened the bond between them, but Richter's will and blood magic were so strong that he barely noticed as he flayed its mind and soul. The Mauler's body showed no reaction, completely under the control of his magic, but its silent screams brought a wicked glee to Richter's heart. All who opposed him should suffer. This was as it should be. This was right. Torturing the Mauler's spirit occupied his attention until someone came through the portal. Richter didn't even notice at first. He was having so much fun taunting and torturing the Mauler. He did not see the look of dawning horror on Sion's face as the sprite took in the tableau before him. The monster that had nearly killed the Maul was now kneeling before Richter with its head pressed into the ground. What truly made Icy Fingers seize his heart, however, was the expression on his friend's face. There was no empathy, no consideration, only a malevolent glee from whatever he was doing. The sprite took a step forward, and that was when Richter saw him. Ah, good, the Chaos Seed smiled with a cruel twist to his lips. We have much to discuss. Alma continued to fly nearby, looking at her master with heart-rending concern. The sprite kept his distance and asked the only relevant question.
What happened?
Richter looked at him with madness in his eyes. I won. The Chaos Seed started giving orders. His savage heart thrummed with pleasure at seeing the horror on Sion's face. Calder re-entered the dungeon, and his face also grew sallow with fear upon hearing his lord's commands. When Sion started shaking his head, Richter decided an example would have to be made. If he didn't, others might think they could challenge his absolute will. It was a shame. Until now, Sion had been useful. Richter drew black ice and used the momentary distraction of the lights dimming to close half the distance to the sprite. All Sion had time to do was reach down for his own sheathed weapon, his eyes wide with shock, before Richter was suddenly there in front of him, a horrid smile on his face, and his named weapon raised high in the air. The Chaos Seed could not wait to feel hot blood splash across his face and taste the coppery tang on his tongue. All he needed to do was... Richter thought he heard static, and then his mind plunged into a fathomless hole. Chapter 88, Day 149, Kuborn 39, 0 AOC.
Lord Richter? Lord Richter, are you awake?
The voice was soft and feminine.
Lady Hisako?
He asked in a confused voice. He felt so weary.
Yes,
she answered in a relieved voice. Richter thought he saw a golden glow, but then comforting blackness claimed him. When he awoke again, he could feel Alma's warm body on his chest. He tilted his head down and smiled at his familiar. There was no better feeling than the warmth of one who loved you. Stroking her scales, she picked her head up and thought to him sleepily,
Are you all right now?
He smiled at her bemusedly.
Of course I am.
We won! Alma picked her draconian head up, looking directly into his face. Her voice was hesitant.
Do you not remember what happened?
What do you mean? If Alma could have sighed, she would have. Instead, she just showed him. He saw himself tell Sion that they had won. Then he saw what he had forgotten. He saw himself verbally declare war on the Kingdom of Eve. He saw himself tell Sion to rally the village forces and that they would burn every town they came across. Randolphus and Tirad had re-entered the cavern, and he'd given them the same instructions. When they'd hesitated, Richter had accused his companions of treason and told them the penalty was death. He saw himself close with Sion, then raise the blade of his darkstone sword above his head. Suddenly, Alma's view of him got much closer, and he collapsed. Richter blinked against the harsh truth of the memory. Then it came back to him, how using blood magic at such a high level had overwhelmed his mental defenses, the crimson ocean drowning his consciousness. Knowing that, it was no surprise that he had turned into a megalomaniac. He remembered now the thick and salty red wave that had swept over his mental avatar. There had been panic for a moment, but then that was replaced with a savage freedom. He hadn't even tried to get free of the blood magic's hold. It had felt so good. Remembering now, he shuddered in both revulsion and excitement. To feel that free, it was something he wanted to feel every moment of every day. It was something a part of him had always craved. It had felt almost sexual. Seeing the reality of what that unfettered emotion did, however, filled him with loathing. He could remember all of it now, including the excitement he'd felt when he'd threatened his friends. It wasn't an idle threat. He had actually been about to execute Tirad, Randolphus, and Sion. He shuddered again, this time just in fear of what he could become without restrictions. He played the mental feed through his mind again, stopping at his collapse. Another memory peeked through his mental fog. The static sound.
Did you use Psyblast on me?
Yes, master.
Alma's tone was sorrowful, but she drew her body upright. She didn't shy away from the truth and awaited any punishment her master would deliver. It was quiet for several moments. His own voice was full of guilt and regret when he answered her, I'm sorry you had to do that, my love, but you were right.
I would rather die than live like that. I used magic that I couldn't control. Thank you for stopping me before I hurt someone.
This time Richter did hear a sigh of relief in his mind.
I love you, Master.
I love you, Alma.
He swept her into his arms and held her close. Her small face nuzzled his cheek. He was happy for her closeness and her love, especially so because he remembered something else. The warning about the Blood Coven. He had enough enemies. He just prayed he hadn't made another, one powerful enough to detect him just because he'd used blood magic. Richter had wondered for a long time if he'd just been overly paranoid for wearing his necklace of scry defense. It had saved him, though. It just went to show you the old adage was true. You were only paranoid if they weren't out to get you, and they're definitely out to get you.
I'm glad to see you are yourself again, my lord, Randolphus said, stepping out of the shadows.
Gah! Oh my god! What the fuck, man?
Richter held a hand to his chest over his thudding heart. He had had no idea the spy had been standing there.
It seemed prudent to watch over you after your episode, my lord,
was Randolphus's cultured response. Closing his eyes for a moment, Richter calmed himself.
I still think you just scared me on purpose, but I suppose I should thank you for watching over me, and apologize for what I said while under the influence of the blood magic.
Silence reigned for long moments.
Was that an apology, my lord?
Yeah, Richter responded, still irritated from having been scared. It was.
Very good then, my lord.
Richter was sure he saw the bastard smile for a second.
Should I extend those very same apologies to your companions?
Richter eyed the Chamberlain and decided not to reply to the snark. Anything to report?
What time is it?
You have slept for several hours, my lord. The sun is just now rising. As for the report of what happened while you slumbered, the Tovut Mauler is still in the dungeon. Your new pet would not allow anyone near you until your familiar ordered it away.
I make stay, master,
Alma said excitedly. It was still weird hearing her voice in the real world. She wasn't nearly as eloquent as when she spoke in his mind, but it was insanely cute.
Since when can you control my pets, you little beastie? Richter asked affectionately.
Not control, she said with the same happy tone. Suggest.
Then she sent him a much more detailed psychic communication. She clearly enjoyed speaking aloud, but it was still difficult for her. Alma explained that she couldn't control his pets, but by forming mental connections with them, she could send them mental images. Her strong psychic connection with him gave serious weight to those suggestions. In the case of the Mauler, she had just told it to let the others take Richter to be healed. After a few minutes, it had walked away and they had been able to gather his comatose body. She then cast dungeon transport, getting the entire group to the entrance. After that, he'd been taken to his chamber and placed in a magical sleep by the Hearth Mother until the effects of the blood magic had worn off. Hisako had stayed by his side until he'd started speaking normally again.
Hmm,
Richter responded with a nod.
Anything else? Lady Hisako requested to speak with you when you woke. By your leave.
Richter nodded and the Chamberlain sent a guard to tell the Life Master he was awake. Randy handed his lord a small pouch that clinked and then excused himself, saying he had to grab something from his office. The Chaos Seed was happy to let him do his thing. His body was still sore from the battle, so he just wanted to relax and deal with his waiting prompts. He needed some water first, though. He thought about getting up to get a glass, but then a wonderful, life-changing thought occurred to him. Still laying down, he cast Summon Mistworker. The mists coalesced into the faceless form. With his self-satisfied smile, he ordered it to bring him a glass of water from the other side of the room.
How lazy can you be?
Alma thought to him with exasperation. Richter just sniffed at her lack of imagination. The worker handed over the glass, but then it was his turn to be exasperated when Alma ordered the creature to start scratching the scales along her neck ridge. She decided to completely ignore his glare. Putting his hypocritical familiar out of his mind, he examined the brown pouch Randolphus had handed him.
He didn't do more than loosen the strings before he immediately cinched them shut again. His heart was beating in anticipation of another battle, but thankfully, Alma hadn't seen. The dragonling's eyes were closed, and she was crooning from the mistworker's scratching. He breathed a sigh of relief. The last thing he needed in his condition was his familiar mauling him. Turning his body slightly, he opened the pouch again where she couldn't see. Faint blue-white light shone through the small hole he'd created. You have found Psi Crystal. Durability 10 of 10. Item class, scarce. Level, 43. Weight, 0.9 kilograms. Traits. This crystal is the captured psychic energy of a level 43 Chupacabra. This energy can be utilized by mental creatures to boost their growth stats. The energy may also be used by anyone with access to mental magic to greatly augment their spells. It can also be used by mental creatures to augment their capabilities for a short time. Any usage will consume the energy all at once. Further uses of this energy may be possible and will have to be discovered. You have found Psi Crystal. Durability 10 of 10. Item class, scarce. Level, 41. Weight, 0.9 kilograms. Traits. This crystal is the captured psychic energy of a level 41 Chupacabra. 84 potential Psi points! He was tempted to spend them on more enhancements, but then he thought about how powerful Alma had been after consuming that energy during the fight with Nian. Richter cinched the bag closed again. He'd decide what to do with the crystals later. For now, he turned his attention to his prompts. The first one showed the experience Alma's brain drain had earned against the Chupacabra. It was swiftly followed by the sweetest sound that could be heard in any world. You have been awarded 228,515 experience from brain drain against level 44 Chupacabra. You have reached level 39. Through hard work, you have moved forward along your path. You are awarded the following points to distribute. As a Chaos Seed, you gain 6 stat points per level to distribute to characteristics instead of the usual 4. 18 total stat points. As a Chaos Seed, you receive 15 talent points per level instead of the usual 10. You receive an additional 15 talent points from your profession and specialty for having a 100% affinity in enchanting. 120 total talent points. You receive 8 chaos points per level due to your blessing by the Lords of Chaos. 84 total chaos points. Plus 25 skill percentage points to the skill of your choice. Crush your enemies. Honor your allies. Live. Now that you have progressed more than one level, you must allocate your stat and skill percentage points within the next week or they will randomly be assigned for you. Alma had gained a level as well. Congratulations, your familiar has reached level 43. With her celestial bonus, she now had 5.1 ability points to invest. Not only that, but the new level had increased all of her attributes, making her that much stronger and deadlier. He took a quick look at her status page to see if he wanted to invest her new APs. Name, Alma. Level, 43, 4%. Race, Psi Dragonling. Stats. Health, 147. Mana, 1,029. Regen per minute, 58.65. Stamina, 200. Regen per minute, 11.4. Attributes. Plus 5% Celestial Spark. Strength, 5. Agility, 39. Dexterity, 40. Constitution, 15. Endurance, 20. Intelligence, 103. Wisdom, 103. Charisma, 20. Luck, 20. Spell power bonuses. Air, 50%. Life, 50%. Resistances. Air, 50%. Mental, 100%. Life, 50%. Abilities. Unused points, 5.1. Psi Bond, level 7. points to next level, 6. Psi Blast, level 3, points to next level, 3. Brain Drain, level 7, points to next level, 7. Psi Channeling, level 2, points to next level, 2. Her stats and attributes were massive. She had over 1,000 points of mana now, and thanks to her insanely high intelligence score, every spell she cast would be 51.5% stronger. Likewise, her 103 points of wisdom had increased her base spell resistance by 51.5% as well. That meant, coupled with her previous resistances, she had over a 100% resistance in air and life magic. Any attack spells of those powers not only should have no effect, they might actually make her stronger. Richter took a second to just marvel at his amazing soul familiar. The only area she was lacking in was her strength and health. Even at level 43, she was still a small creature and suffered a negative modifier for strength. Her small body also only contained so much health. Despite all that, Alma was not a creature to be trifled with. To further that idea along, he decided to boost her primary attack. You have chosen to increase your familiar's ability Psi Blast to level 4. Stun, level 3, 8 to 10 seconds. Level 4, 10 to 15 seconds. Health damage, level 3, 10 to 20. Level 4, 20 to 30. Disorientation, level 3, 5 minutes, minus 10% agility and dexterity. Level 4, 10 minutes, minus 20% agility and dexterity. AoE, tightening or widening the beam increases or decreases the effects. Level 3, max width 20 feet, minimum width 3 feet, range 20 feet. Level 4, max width 30 feet, minimum width 2 feet, range 25 feet. Cooldown, level 3, 3.5 minutes, level 4, 3 minutes. Confuse, level 3, not applicable. Level 4, 2 minutes. His girl had just gotten a major upgrade! The health damage still wasn't a game changer, but the true value of Alma's primary attack were the debuffs it caused. Not only would Stun and Disorient last longer now, but her Psi Blast had also gained a new capability. Any creatures caught in the AoE of her spell might be confused. Anyone with that debuff might attack their friends, walk off a cliff, hell, they might even heal their enemies. He could just see her swooping low and unseen over an enemy warband. The effect only lasted 2 minutes, but with her huge AoE, an entire hostile force might wipe themselves out in that time. Alma smiled her draconian smile at him, then settled back down in sleep. With her taken care of, Richter now had the awesome responsibility of investing his own points. First, he pulled up his status page. The destruction of his chest plate meant he had lost 8 strength points. He hoped that Krom or Hisako could repair it, but it wouldn't be done before the battle. Either way, Krom had promised to have his new armor prepared, so he'd have to do without that enchantment anyway. Richter was tempted to put points into strength to make up for the loss. Hitting things really hard was always a useful trait after all. The truth was, he just didn't have a strength build, though. While he wasn't afraid of a stand-up fight, he was seeing more and more that he was just outclassed in terms of melee. Even if he'd invested every attribute point and every skill percentage into melee combat, the Ghast would still have barely noticed before he had cut Richter in half. He might invest more points there in the future, but with a battle looming in the next few hours, he needed to put points in something that would immediately increase his chances of survival and success. More health was always good, but he'd just found a ring that increased his health by plus 82. Of course, there were other perks to Constitution, just as there were multiple perks to every attribute. Now that he knew there were secondary attributes just waiting to be discovered, his allocation of attribute points was more important than ever. Unfortunately, he had no idea which of his primary stats affected the secondary ones, so for now, it was a crapshoot in that regard. His charisma was probably to thank for his allies, the Wood Sprites, and his new vassal, Kinder, But with 36 points, he was already doing fine in that department. Agility and dexterity were clutch, but just didn't feel like the right investment at this moment. He had already invested 6 points into endurance just the other day as well. That left wisdom, intelligence, and of course, luck. Taking a deep breath, he put 6 of his precious points into luck and 12 more into wisdom. The luck should help him with his options when delving into the Sea of Chaos, and the wisdom wouldn't just increase his mana regen, it would increase his overall magical resistance. He never felt any different when he increased these 2 attributes, so he hoped he'd made the right choice. Different or not, his magic replenishment improved from 32.4 to 41 MP per minute. His 25 skill percentage points went into enchanting, like they always did. He decided to keep his chaos points in reserve. It was too expensive just to dive into the Sea of Chaos unless he planned to make a purchase. He also knew almost nothing about them, so he was loath to spend the points until he had a concrete reason. His talent points, though? It was time to fully map his profession. When he had first explored his talent tree, there had been a few that he hadn't been able to afford. That meant on the starry sky of his profession page, there were some spheres beyond those that remained completely hidden. With a faint smile, he decided he was tired of that. He might not have enough TPs to fully uncover his profession, but he decided to give it the old college try. He had come to think of his profession much as he had the village research in terms of tiers. In the center of both his profession and specialty talent trees was a large central sphere, the blue reading Enchanter and the red reading Essence, respectively. More spheres radiated out from both centers, more globes radiated out from those, and so on. He thought of the orbs closest to the center sphere as Tier 1. Those branching off of each Tier 1 ball were Tier 2, etc. There were 6 Tier 1 talents, making roughly 6 sections of his talent tree. He had already fully explored one of the sections, but talents remained hidden on the other 5. Because of his new macro enchantments, he was extremely curious about inspelling larger objects. The first purchase was obvious and stemmed off of the Tier 1 talent Macro Enchantments. You have purchased the talent Building Enchantment 1 for 10 talent points. You can now enchant buildings. You can create impregnable fortresses or desert homes that generate water. This talent allows you to make the desolate bountiful and the impossible commonplace. Increase this talent to build grander projects with stronger effects. You have 110 talent points remaining. The fog on his profession page pulled away a bit and revealed 2 new talent spheres. Functional enchantment size. Creating a macro enchantment requires massive investitures of soul stuff. Even then, most macro enchantments must be enchanted in several stages. The base functional unit for enchanting walls, for instance, is 25 square feet. This can be applied to a 10 by 5 by 2 section of wall or combination of height, width, and length, totaling 100 cubic feet. Purchasing this talent increases the functional unit a single enchantment can be applied to 50%. Increase this talent to boost this bonus. Cost, 25 talent points. Macro Enchantment Modifier. Creating a macro enchantment requires massive investitures of soul stuff. Each macro enchantment has a base requirement of 10 times as many soul points as a normal enchantment. A macro enchantment with the base cost of 3 asterisk, for instance, will cost 30 enchantment points per functional unit. Purchasing this talent decreases the modifier to 9. Increase this talent to further reduce this cost. Cost, 25 talent points. Both talents were geared towards making the cost of macro enchantments more manageable. The first would let him enchant larger functional units, like longer sections of the village walls at one time. If he was reading it right, the second would decrease the insane amount of soul gems needed to enchant each functional unit. Right now, for instance, his Briar enchantment would currently make a 5x5 section of the village wall grow magical thorns, but it cost 4 asterisk, the asterisk meaning it cost 40 enchantment points at baseline. Macro enchantment modifier should decrease that cost to 36 per section. To Richter's surprise and delight, all 4 of the 2-tier talents leading off of the Tier 1 talent, Macro Enchantments, led to these 2 spheres. By purchasing just 1 Tier 2 talent, he had revealed his entire section of his profession page. There were only 4 Tier 1 talent sections left to explore. This type of discovery was insanely expensive, but the KRC just couldn't allow for the possibility that there was an amazing talent hidden just out of view. He wasn't ready to invest in either of the Tier 3 talents he had just revealed in the Macro Enchantment section, so he chose a talent in Increase Enchantment Strength section that would reveal more of the tree. You have purchased the talent Common Materials 1 for 20 talent points. When creating items, materials you inspell now have their enchantment coefficient increased by +25%. This does not supply more enchantment slots, but materials that would normally be corrupted or explode when subjected to strong enchantments can now tolerate these powerful forces. Enchantments are now more likely to take hold as well. This also allows for less rare materials to be used successfully when creating items. Increase this talent to be able to make enchanted items from less rare materials. You have 90 talent points remaining. Richter had been thinking about this enchantment ever since he gained his unconventional material subskill. His new potential in crafting let him substitute materials in known templates and even made it easier to make new ones. It didn't change the fact that whatever he used only had so much capacity for magic and soul stuff, though. Now, he could experiment with new combinations and have a much lower risk of whatever he was working on blowing off his eyebrows. That was worth more than 20 talent points, in his opinion. After buying his latest talent, the fog covering his talent tree peeled back slightly, showing more of the filament leading off from common materials, but no new talent was revealed. In his experience, that meant another talent had to be purchased first. Richter had planned on another purchase anyway, so he bought the sphere beside it. You have purchased the talent Material Potential 1 for 20 talent points. Enchantment potential is determined by an item's quality and by the materials used. Materials you enchant with can now withstand a greater amount of soul stuff, increasing the enchantment slots of items you enchant by +25%. Increase this talent to advance this bonus to 50%. You have 70 talent points remaining. Again, the fog rolled back slightly, but no new talent was revealed. Something else did happen, though, that let Richter know he had spent his talent points wisely. Know this, Material Potential 1 and Common Material 1 are synergistic talents. By purchasing both, your known template, Ring of Health, has advanced. The maximum enchantment rank for this item has increased from 1 to 2, which increases the base health provided from +5 to +10. The item class of the resultant ring has also increased from common to uncommon. The potential for other templates may also be automatically increased. This benefit is for you alone and will not aid others that find the same template. Advance either talent to the next rank to possibly advance the capabilities of your templates again. His talent choices had already doubled the effectiveness of the magic rings he was making. That was without him even having successfully used his unconventional material subskill yet. If he found a way to make a stronger material substitute for the copper ring, he might even be able to one day make rings that would give +20 or +30 to health. With his soldiers wearing those, a smile crossed Richter's face. The Mist Village would become a force to be feared. The frugal part of him also realized that he could start selling his rings to his fighters to offset the large amount of wages they had coming at the end of the year. The town hall had helped the money issue somewhat, and the new tax of 5% on wages had gone over without a hitch, just like the building prompt had promised. The taxes only saved him about 13 gold per fortnight. It was something, but he still needed a bigger way to help his hemorrhaging economy. Cold hard cash wasn't a problem yet, but he wasn't willing to ignore the treasury until it was. Randy's warning about revolt and rebellion if people weren't paid was something that he took very, very seriously. Selling rings of health might be part of the answer. Who wouldn't give up 2 to 4 weeks of pay if it meant increasing their health by 10%? He was really looking forward to sharing the idea with Randy. He was so excited, in fact, that he decided to bounce it off Alma. The dragonling had fallen asleep, but cracked an irritated eye open when he poked her belly.
Alma, pretend that you're Randolphus. I have an idea I want to bounce off you.
Master, she said warningly,
I'm sleeping.
Come on, he told her with a grin. It'll be fun, and it'll let you practice your new voice.
Grumbling to herself and silently promising retribution, she stood up and glared at him. Undaunted, Richter said,
Hey, Randy, I'm thinking of selling rings of health to my soldiers. I think they'll happily give up 2 to 4 weeks of pay if it increased their health by 10%.
She just kept looking at him nonplussed.
Alma, he prompted her.
In a slightly gentle voice, the dragonling said,
I am not Alma. I am your chamberlain, Randolphus.
He chuckled to himself.
Then why didn't you answer?
I was trying to think of the best way to tell you that it was a horrible idea without running the risk of you chopping my head off.
Richter frowned. I would never...
We all know that you like to poke beautiful dragonlings while they are sleeping. If you're enough of a monster to do that, why would you stop at cold-blooded murder?
The Chaos Seed sighed. Very funny. The dragonling continued undaunted, primly walking around the bed now.
Back to your question, though, my lord. I look forward to your many talks with the widows and orphans of your slain guards.
Now her voice changed slightly, and he realized that she was imitating him.
No, Daddy will not be coming home anymore, young child. He would still be alive, but all I care about is gold. Since he wouldn't pay me, I sent him into a dragon's den without the enchanted items that would have saved his life.
Alma, he said with a note of warning, but the dragonling was into it now. She stood up on her back legs and started moving her front paws up and down.
What are you doing? He asked in confusion. She looked at him as if he were the dumbest man in the world. Her voice also made it clear that it should be obvious.
I'm shuffling my papers.
Richter laughed at that. Okay, that is pretty funny. Seriously, though, what...
Alma interrupted him again, using her Randy voice.
I have thought more about it, my lord, and I have changed my mind. Selling rings is an excellent idea. In fact, why stop at magic rings? You could sell them their armor and weapons as well.
Richter opened his mouth, but she didn't give him a chance to speak.
Better yet, Lord Gyoti, you can save even more money by charging for provisions. Simply starve anyone that cannot afford to pay for a meal.
She put one paw to her draconian face, as if she were stroking her beard.
Then there are tents, blankets, just imagine the opportunities for profit. If you sent your soldiers into battle naked just once, I promise they would pay whatever you ask in the future. Excellent. Excellent idea, Lord Poopy Pants.
Richter glared at her.
You're kind of being a dick, Alma.
Who is Alma? She asked in confusion. I am your fish-faced chamberlain. I am only trying to help. If I was your familiar Alma, I wouldn't have given you this wonderful counsel. I would have said something like, if you poke my belly again, master, I will bite you in your sleep. Now can your chamberlain be of any more service?
No, he replied sourly. That will be all.
She smiled to herself and lay back down in her previous spot, promptly closing her eyes. A moment later, she sleepily projected at him,
Though you didn't ask me, I personally think it's a great idea, master.
Richter glared at her a few seconds longer, but then he couldn't help himself. Chuckling, he scratched her neck ridge, and she let out a happy, rumbling grumble. He went back to his talent tree. As happy as he was at having evolved his template, buying Material Potential 1 hadn't revealed a new blue sphere. Sighing because he really hadn't planned on buying this next sphere, he spent the TPs anyway.
You have purchased the talent Alter Enchantment 1 for 30 talent points. You may now alter existing enchantments. This carries the risk of destroying the existing enchantment, item, or both. Purchase further ranks to increase the success of alteration and to allow for greater changes. You have 40 talent points remaining. Even though he hadn't planned to buy it yet, Richter couldn't wait to try this one out. He definitely planned to be wearing full armor before he did, though. People could call him a sissy if they wanted, but an exploding item filled with soul stuff was not his idea of a good time. Especially seeing as how right at that current moment, all he was wearing was a slightly scratchy blanket. That just wasn't enough protection for his boys. There was also something fascinating happening on his profession screen. The fog rolled back, and a new talent was finally revealed. It not only had the three Tier 3 talents he just bought leading to it, but also the filament that led off from the Tier 2 talent Increase Armor Enchantment 1. That meant this one talent had required that he purchase four other spheres first. Put another way, he'd had to spend nearly 100 TPs to unlock it. Most people gained only 10 talent points per level. When he read the details of the newly exposed talent, though, he immediately knew why it had required so much. Congratulations! You have revealed the talent Scalable Enchantments. Purchasing this talent allows you to make enchantments that can grow stronger over time. To add this capability to an enchantment, an additional brilliant level soul must be expended during enchanting. The nature of the scalable benefit and the requirements to level the enchanted item will be based upon the unique nature of the brilliant soul. This can greatly affect the overall nature of the enchantment as well. Purchasing further ranks allows greater refinement of both the bonus and leveling requirements. It also allows for higher level souls to be used. Cost 100 talent points.
Shit! He'd finally found it! Having his new sword was awesome, even if it hadn't leveled during the last battle. The sword was called Black Ice. It did that cool dimming thing when it was first unsheathed. It was seriously boss. The best thing about it, though, was that it was scalable. It would grow stronger over time. It only had that ability, though, because Crom had fused the Darkstone Blade with the rare hilt. Richter had no idea how to make another hilt like that, and if he did, it had been made out of demon bones. Those weren't exactly lying around for the taking. This new talent, though, would let him make all of his enchantments levelable. The potential was mind-blowing. If he could equip his troops with scalable maces and swords, then not only would they get stronger from battling and leveling, but their gear would grow with them. Of course, that was a bit of a pipe dream if each scalable enchantment required an extra brilliant level soul. Those only came from truly terrifying monsters like the Dark Aberration. Suffice it to say, brilliant souls weren't growing on trees. He had only obtained three the whole time he'd been in the land. But even a few enchantments like that could turn the tide of battle. This was exactly why he had spent his talent points, in the hope of finding a game-changing talent. Still, he had never thought he'd find something as awesome as scalable enchantments. Richter was itching to buy it immediately, but it cost a full 100 talent points. He completely understood why it was so expensive, and also why he'd needed to buy four other talents just to reveal it. But the high price was still a bit of a scrote flick when he'd been hoping to go all the way. For a moment, he was tempted to use his specialist point conversion talent, but that would mean another pretty serious penalty to the experience he earned. Richter had a feeling that the upcoming battle would either mean the end of him, or it would gain him enough XP to catapult him to new heights. Richter had 40 talent points left, and he decided to just hold on to them. He had more notifications to review. Congratulations, you have reached skill level 18 in Enhanced Imbue Arrow. Baseline mana flow of 20 mana per 1 second increased by plus 180%. Baseline damage of 5 mana per 1 damage has increased by 90%. Congratulations, you have reached subskill level 9 in focus.
Max zoom increased to 190%. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 2, 3, and 4 in swordsmanship, plus 8% damage and plus 8% attack speed when using a sword. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 11 and 12 in cloud running, plus 3.0 seconds of aerial glide time, plus 24% strength from jumps. Those skill increases were useful, especially the boost to his cloud running, but it was his blood magic that had leaped forward. Congratulations, Sanguimancer. You have pushed past the limits of your magic. You have swum through oceans of blood. Even more astonishing is the fact that you have emerged with your mind intact. Surely your familiar is to be thanked for that rare occurrence. Despite your good fortune, never forget that the pathways of power cannot be walked without leaving a trail. Be warned, continuing to push past your limits will draw attention you may not be prepared to receive. In the now, your exertions will be rewarded, however. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 14 through 19 in blood magic. New spells are now available. One battle had gotten him the lion's share of the way to becoming an apprentice in a deeper magic. The Bloodstone had gifted him with 3 spells after the raid on the Goblin Village, but so far he'd only been able to meet the requirements of blood mana. Hopefully, he'd soon progress enough in the magic that he'd unlock Sanguine Protection and Dread Harvest as well. For now, he was more than pleased with how his increase in skill level would make blood mana more efficient. Seeing the increase in his power, Richter already knew that despite the battered state of his body, despite the danger of losing his mind, and even despite the threat to his friends, he wanted more power. He would use his blood magic again. For him, the only way was forward. As he thought about that, a cough racked his body, and he hacked up a wad of old, congealed blood. Looking at the disgusting gob, he amended his previous statement. The only way was forward in a few days. Richter moved on to the next prompt and saw it wasn't only his skill in blood magic that had leaped forward. Congratulations, you have tamed a creature that is more than 10 times your current skill level in beast bonding. This awe-inspiring feat has greatly advanced your skill level in beast bonding. Congratulations, you have reached skill levels 9 through 25 in beast bonding. Plus 25% effectiveness to tame, plus 25% attack and defense of bonded creatures. You have received 2,500 bonus experience for reaching level 10 in the skill Beast Bonding. You have received 5,000 bonus experience for reaching level 20 in the skill Beast Bonding. Congratulations! You have advanced from novice to initiate in Beast Bonding. You may now tame 2 pets without danger of them turning upon you, and you may tame 2 pets at once. You may tame up to common-souled creatures. There is now a 1% chance of your tamed creatures adopting a characteristic of their kills. The cooldown of tame has been reduced from 12 to 10 hours. The required time to permanently tame a creature has been reduced from 6 days for every level to 5 days. Congratulations! You have advanced from initiate to apprentice in beast bonding. You may now tame 4 pets without danger of them turning upon you, and you may tame 3 pets at once. You may tame up to luminous-souled creatures. There is now a 2% chance of your tamed creatures adopting a characteristic of their kills. The cooldown of tame has been reduced from 10 to 8 hours. The required time to permanently tame a creature has been reduced from 5 days for every level to 4 days. Know this. As an apprentice in beast bonding, you will now be given a specialization of the type of monster with which you are most familiar. Your specialization is reptiles. Know this, tame is now much more effective in regard to reptiles. The total bonus to taming reptiles is Dragonkin, level 2, equals plus 20 skill levels when taming reptiles. Cybond, level 7, equals
plus 14 skill levels when taming reptiles. Reptile specialization equals plus 5 skill levels when taming reptiles, cumulative with